to Jesus Christ. In our first reading today, Paul's letter to Timothy, we should have heard something that was very familiar to us. It's a line that we say at every divine liturgy. Did anybody catch what it was? Well, it's right at the beginning of the reading, so if you were sitting down and getting settled, perhaps you missed it. But it's where Paul writes to Timothy. He says, you can take it as trustworthy that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the first. Our translation says, of whom I am the worst. Actually, the word first is a better translation from the Greek. Paul says, if God can forgive him who's the worst of sinners, then we all should have hope. Each one of us should be able to say what Paul is saying, because I know my sins better than anyone else here. So I can stand in front of you, and without any stretch of the truth, I can say, I am the worst sinner in the room. In the Gospel of Luke, the blind man cries out for mercy. He hears that Jesus is coming by. He knows who Jesus is because he's heard the stories, and he knows what Jesus can do. And he thinks to himself, this is my chance. So he cries out, Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. And that line too should sound familiar from our Jesus prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me. Jesus calls the man to him, and he asks the man, what can I do for you? And you know, I have to be honest with you, that always strikes me as odd. Because if Jesus is God, and he knows all things, he knows what the man wants. So why does he ask the question? Well, I think it might be because Jesus is lovingly testing the man's faith, just as he did last week with the rich young official. He wants the man to say, I want to see. This is why our sacrament of confession is such a wonderful gift. And people who don't appreciate the mystery of forgiveness can't see this. In a way, they are spiritually blind. They say, I don't need to go to confession to a priest. I can go straight to God. But unfortunately, they're sadly mistaken. Because just as the blind man had to say, I want to see, so we have to form the words, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. If God can forgive us, who are the worst sinners in the world, then the whole world can be saved. So when we go to confession, we don't just go for our own private absolution. The whole world goes in with us with hope. Think about that. Our confession is a participation in the salvation of the whole world. You want to change the world? You want to make the world a better place to live? Go to confession. You want to participate in the saving life of the Holy Trinity? Go to confession. Confession is the epic weapon of good against evil. It actually makes going to confession kind of exciting. Sort of like reading Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings. That I can slay my sins by the grace of God. All I have to do is say, Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. The blind man doesn't waver. He says the words and he is healed. And Jesus says, it is by your faith that you have been healed. That's why we have to say the words. Admitting that we are the worst of sinners is an act of faith. Going to confession is an act of faith, but it's an act. It's something we have to do. We can't just think about it. We believe that God will forgive us because of his great love, even though we don't deserve it. But that's how glorious his love is. Jesus is coming by today in this liturgy. Let's not miss our chance. Let's call out to him in faith and be healed. Glory to Jesus Christ.